Well, discussions about uranium sales will dominate the PM's three-day visit to New Delhi, which begins today. Julia Gillard insists that India is a safe and reliable country to receive Australian uranium exports. It comes as Australia receives a glowing endorsement from one of the world's biggest uranium mining companies. Canadian-based Cameco says Australia stands to benefit from the nuclear boom underway in China and India. In India alone, demand is set to rise fivefold over the next decade, with 40 new nuclear plants on the drawing board. With more, here's our environment editor, Greg Borschman.
Canadian-based Cameco is one of the world's biggest uranium miners. Arriving in Australia in the 1990s, it's yet to open a working mine. But Managing Director Brian Riley says it's here for the long term.
Look, we're big believers in Australia. We think it's a premier uranium mining jurisdiction today and will be more so in the future. And that's why we want to be here. It's a stable, mature country, healthy business climate, skilled workforce. Look, we need to be here. When 40% of the world's uranium resources sit in Australia, Cameco needs to be here.
Australia is about to start drafting a bilateral nuclear safeguards agreement with India. Will that make any significant difference to exports of Australian yellowcake?
Well, look, Greg, I think the short answer is yes. India represents a large market opportunity for any uranium fuel supplier, including Canada.
There's some talk that it's only going to be an extra 1 or 2% of volume. Why are we bothering?
Well, look, the main driver in our market, no surprise, is the demand coming from China. However, India announced a program for construction of new nuclear power plants, second only to China in its scale. So, look, by our calculations, the country is consuming about 2 million pounds on an annual basis at this stage, and over the next 10 years, we think that number will be somewhere in the vicinity of about 10 million pounds.
India's Auditor General Vinod Rai has recently delivered a scathing assessment on this rapidly growing civilian nuclear industry. His report in September this year found lax regulatory inspection of nuclear facilities and often no rules for operators to follow. India is not a party to any nuclear disarmament treaty, and safeguards agreements don't apply to its military facilities. So does Brian Riley think a bilateral deal by Australia with India is a signal that the nuclear non-proliferation treaty is on its last legs?
Well, look, and can't comment specifically about that, but look, what I will say, to the credit of the federal government, and I believe they're looking at India in terms of energy, trade, and other economic opportunities, that this is a market that's important to Australia. And look, the Australian government has 22 bilateral nuclear cooperation agreements in place, so why wouldn't India be part of that? I mean, at this stage, we're doing business with China, the US, and Korea. Why wouldn't we be doing business with India?
We constantly hear that Australia has the world's largest undeveloped reserves of uranium, but how many more mines could Australia realistically start up?
Oh, look, the short answer is many. We in Australia are blessed with about 40% of the global uranium reserves, yet we produce less than 20%. So that's an imbalance. We think the uranium market will only grow in Australia. The long-term fundamentals in this industry are rock solid, and it's fueled by the demands in China, India, South Korea, Russia, and other major economies on a global scale. It is the short-term, mid-term uncertainty out there that we really don't understand well.
How much has the Fukushima meltdown, contributed to those short and medium-term sort of hiccups? Because ructions do continue in Japan over the future of nuclear power. 45 reactors remain shut. Share price has been hammered since that meltdown. Reuters report on 5 October cited Cameco losing more than 48% of its market value. You're not the only one. Paladin down 72%. Uranium One down 62%. How much has Fukushima been, in a sense, a body blow for the future of the industry?
Look, the numbers you raise are absolutely correct. Fukushima has set the uranium market back, no doubt. It has had a negative impact. And look, quite frankly, the Japanese are reviewing very carefully what their energy mix will look like moving forward, and certainly we watch very carefully.
You mentioned China, India, South Korea. I mean, you resigned pretty much to the end of the nuclear industry in Japan.
Still too early to tell. At pre-ship Fukushima, the Japanese energy mix included about 30% nuclear, and they were targeting about 50%. So, look, they need and will make some very significant decisions around what that looks like moving forward. But we're not counting out the Japanese at this point.
Cameco is actively exploring for uranium in Arnhem Land, but its two biggest interests are in Western Australia. Kintyre was bought from Rio Tinto in 2008. After initially being talked up, in July this year it was put on deferred development because of the low uranium price. And in August, Cameco paid BHP Billiton US $430 million for Yeelirrie, the largest undeveloped deposit in Australia, if you don't count the politically fraught Jabiluka in the Northern Territory and South Australia's monstrous Olympic Dam. Brian Riley is upbeat but cagey about if and when Kintyre and Yeelirrie will be developed.
Still early days, and as we advance the projects, we'll look at the economics, we'll look at the regulatory approval process, but still early days in terms of committing to final investment decisions. But we're getting these projects ready to bring to the market when the market is ready.
This is sounding like Cameco is committed to a long-term play in Australia.
Oh, absolutely. Look, we are long-term players. We know our business well, and we think Australia is a great place to be investing, and our ultimate goal is to put a number of projects into production.
And clearly, the politics of the moment are right.
The politics are right. We just think this is the right time to be in Australia, and we're very pleased to be here.
Okay, that was Cameco Australia Managing Director Brian Riley speaking to our environment editor, Greg Borschman.